This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. There is elevated avalanche danger for parts of Colorado. A small avalanche this week at Steamboat Resort partially buried an employee. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
The Steamboat employee was immediately dug out and was unharmed. Ethan Green with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center says many of the state's mountains are seeing moderate to high avalanche conditions. And even with mountain storms dying down, people still need to be careful in the backcountry.
People are thinking about how great the snow is and how they can go out and have a good time, but we often still see pretty dangerous avalanche conditions.
Green says avalanches kill an average of 6 people in Colorado every year. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Heat waves and freezing temperatures won't be the biggest risk for power outages in the future. It will be the mild, cloudy days. CPR's Miguel Otárola has that story.
A new report from the Colorado Public Utilities Commission says that as utilities use more wind and solar power, they'll have to worry about the days when there just isn't much going on in the forecast. Here's Commission research analyst Nicholas Garza.
Generally today, what we would think of as very benign or very boring weather, where you have just persistent cloud coverage and really no wind, that actually is going to pose the most significant threat.
The commission says renewable energy actually performs well during heat waves, unlike power plants that use fossil fuels, which are more susceptible to outages caused by extreme temperatures. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
An election for a seat in the state legislature will go to a recount at a candidate's request. In Douglas County, Republican Kurt Huffman lost to Democrat Bob Marshall. It was close, but not close enough to trigger an automatic recount. Huffman is paying the state to re-examine some of the ballots. The partial recount will cost $700. This is CPR News and KRCC.